others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, "Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science." Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at Gun Owners.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 29th of March, 2014, last broadcast of this month. And then we move, shuffle off into April. And those of you folks that are on the line right now, just hang tight with us just a little longer. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. We want to hear what you have to say. But, Nancy, we have a guest that's popped in right here, Mr. John Stettmiller. Good morning, or good afternoon, John.
It's actually afternoon where you're at, and I as well. It's about 7 minutes after 12 Central Time. How you doing, Darren?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. We're kind of hanging tight. Lots of plans going on here where I'm at. I announced a week or two ago that my daughter was getting married.
Hmm.
So we're doing a lot of planning and a lot of shuffling around. Luckily, we got a little time to do this, but I'm going to be heading down your neck of the woods in not too distant future because my daughter's fiance is from Oklahoma. So, you know, I might end up dropping in on you at some point.
Well, if you do, I would greatly appreciate it. If we could time that out, maybe you could do the broadcast from the studios.
Yeah, it'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, it would. How you doing, Nancy? Is she there?
I think she's muted or something.
There I am. I'm here.
How you doing?
She likes to hide on us.
Good to have you.
Hey, look, Darren, I appreciate you having me on your program. How long have you been on Republic Broadcasting?
It was June 26th or 28th or something of 2008.
Okay.
So it's been many, many, many moons.
Well, and I was going back through memory past, and I can remember getting the call from you at the network when we were up in Battle Creek, Michigan, and that was many years ago. And I remember having that conversation with you that you were shuffling around on the satellite receiver and you ran across us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, really, that was my awakening. You know, my dad used to follow the John Birch Society to a certain extent, and he would tell me certain things when I was growing up, so I kind of had a few seeds planted, but not to the extent that that I'm aware now. You know, I started in television, and I was forced to switch Rush Limbaugh's television show back at the NBC affiliate in Lansing, and you know, old Rush would talk America up and everything, but things I was seeing in society, you know, didn't match what he was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was kind of interesting, John, because you know, when I stumbled upon Republic Radio International, which was the original incarnation of what originally or eventually became this network, RBN.
No, actually, that one was sold off to one Ted Anderson, and that became Genesis.
GCN.
Yeah, Genesis, yeah. Communication Network.
Yeah. But you know, when I was stumbling across the satellites, and I came across Republic Radio. I started hearing all the things that I knew I was being left out of the major media instinctively, and I've told that story so many times, but, you know, there was a police raid. I remember you and Mark Kornke talking about the police raid of the state police raiding some guy's property. I'm hearing about it from our news department down the hall, and they're not getting any information. You know, they're saying this is an operation that's so quiet, so, you know, so secretive that the police are not giving us any information. They're not talking about it. You know, and you and Mark were on there, and you had some kind of information from the people who were being raided, and you were talking about what was really going on there. And I thought, you know, this is really interesting. This is like a clash of two different worlds. I'm getting one side of the story, which it really isn't much of a story at all, from our colleagues down the hall. And then I'm getting the real story from a satellite network here. It was really kind of an interesting situation.
Well, and you know, the thing about this is, and the reason why I decided to even get into radio in the first place was because when I was a kid, you know, flipping through the news channels, I actually used to watch the news when I was a kid. ABC, NBC, CBS is all we had. And one evening, I remember flipping channels and for the different host. And they were all talking about the exact same story at the exact same time. And I figured that was kind of coincidental. And like you, you know, there were seeds were planted early on in my life. And then he started to make sense years later. Well, years later, discovered that, well, the news is actually managed. The news is actually owned by six corporations.
Yep.
And whether you're talking about satellite, whether you're talking about regular bar, it doesn't matter. Satellite broadcasting, ABC, NBC, CBS, it does not matter. It's owned by six corporations. And they decide what news you're going to hear and what the content and the presentation and the narrative is going to be.
Yep.
And just a couple of days ago, Kevin Barrett made some interesting stuff known. You know the base jumpers that jumped off the Freedom Tower?
Mm-hmm.
They were actually 9/11 people. And one of the gals had done a protest earlier that, before that, climbed up on the, I think it's called the Wilmington Bridge, 285 feet off the deck of the bridge, and she was there to protest the Israeli terrorists that were operating about the same time and how the media was not reporting on them. But the interesting part of the story is when the story was put out that the FBI finally caught up with these four guys that... Well, they were part of the 9/11 group that was protesting. That's the part of the story that they left out, conveniently manicured for public presentation. So
always,
yeah. So long story short, here, this I knew I had to do something. I didn't know what I was going to do or how I was going to do it, and then the idea struck me. Well, why don't I start doing a little bit of radio? Maybe put it up on satellite. These were the old analog days with the 12 and 15 foot dishes and. And I just knew I had to do something. Well, I've been behind a microphone for 20 years, Republic Radio International, stayed on air all that time, and then came down here to Texas and started Republic Broadcasting. So that was a new incarnation of the same idea. And we've been here for 10 years. We went live June of 2004, and we're coming up rapidly on our 10th anniversary.
It's amazing.
It is. I mean that I could even do this in the town.
Well, you know, one thing, John, not to interrupt you, but, you know, I find it astounding, you know, the reach that RBN has. You know, other networks, I don't know how RBN is able to have this large of a listening audience when other networks don't have that kind of a reach. You know, we literally hear from people all over the country. And really all over the world. You know, I found out I got a listener in South Korea. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. Some of the folks that are listening, you never know they're there unless they actually send you an email or somehow make contact. And it's amazing. And one thing that I do like about it, too, is the fact that, you know, the United States is being villainized everywhere we go. I mean, it's real easy to look and see how, you know, when you're droning people, innocent people, you go into their country, you destroy things, you make a mess of their infrastructure. You know, it becomes real easy for people to hate us.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I like about Patriot Radio is the fact that it gives all of these other countries, all of these other folks, a chance to realize that not every one of these Americans support what our government is doing.
Oh no. And the numbers are growing, and how it's growing, you just mentioned it. It's the reach that we have and the people that are waking up. It's hard sometimes for people to believe all of their lives in one certain belief system and come to find out that, well, that's not actually what's going on. That's what you want to believe, and that's what you believed all your life, and then they get smacked right between the eyes with a different narrative. And it's mm-hmm. sometimes... You know, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, John, one thing that I've got to say, too, I am a teacher by trade. I teach at the college level. And one thing that we hear over and over and over again from our callers, literally from all over the world, is that they feel that they are being educated. And Darren and I talk about this on the air all the time. We literally talk about the current news. We try to discern together while we're on the radio. And what I so appreciate about RBN is, number one, to have the opportunity, and number two, bar none, this network is the educational network.
Nancy,
okay,
we've got to take a break here.
We'll be back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America visiting with John Stettmiller, founder and owner of RBN. And we're having a pledge drive here, folks. That's the bottom line here as we're talking about the network here in situation has become very dire in recent days, and we need folks to step up to the plate, don't we, John?
Well, we certainly do. Nancy, we kind of got cut off there by the bump that you didn't hear you were saying. Do we still have Nancy there? Did she mute?
The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that RBN is in the business of unmuddying the major media bias and mindset the American people. RBN is the actual critical thinking network, and it is in the business. It is the primary educational network on the airwaves. And so please, please support this network.
Well,
it's that important. We're being educated here.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's the whole intent, Nancy, of this network.
Absolutely.
You know, I use the analogy that you're driving your car and you hear something ticking. Well, you get out of the car and you're listening and there's something going under the hood that doesn't, and it might be a little danger, it might blow up or whatever, so you take it to a mechanic. Well, a mechanic is going to diagnose what's wrong with your car in order to effect the proper repair. Well, okay, that makes sense. So how in this country are we ever going to decide what needs to be done in the future if we don't really understand what's going on?
Exactly. You know, an RBN offers you investigative journalism, and we have to have that because no one, I don't think anyone doubts the bias in the major media, but RBN is the educator of the airwaves, as far as I'm concerned, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, we're in the process right now of trying to expand the reach of the network. You know, it's got a huge reach now, as we were saying before the break, but with the addition of the Cumulus XDS satellite, you know, we have the opportunity there, as no other Patriot network, I think, has, to get the different broadcasts that are on the network onto the local radio stations. You know,
yeah.
And that's a process. It takes time, and it takes a lot of effort, you know. But really, we've already made some inroads in that, haven't we, John?
Yeah, we have. We've got about 30 stations to the network right now. And with the content of the network, what I've been striving for, here, let me give you an example. We now have on the network Mr. Ben Swan. Well,
mm-hmm.
The notoriety of Ben Swan was known to people rather rapidly because he was on YouTube. But more importantly, he was an anchor. And also, he was doing a series called Reality Check on Fox TV.
Fox 19.
Down in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I interviewed him about a year ago after seeing one of his videos. I got him on air. And I told him flat out on air, I said, I'm going to make you a bet. I asked him, I said, where are you in the marketplace in Cincinnati with TV? He says, we're dead last. I said, you keep doing what you're doing, and I guarantee you within a year, your station will be number one. Well, it didn't take a year. It took less than 6 months, and they were number one. Well, his contract was coming up, and he really wanted to re-sign. He was making good money. He was making good inroads. He was educating people on Obamacare and the Federal Reserve and Ron Paul and all of these things. And he was getting hundreds of thousands of hits on YouTube. People loved this guy. Well, his contract was coming up, and they said, well, look, we want to renew with you. We want you to stick around, and it's really great. But you know what we want you to do? We want you to focus more on local stuff, local
mm-hmm.
politics, you know, the town council and whatever else. And he said, well, look, he says, you know, I'm not blowing my own horn here, but why did we become number one? Because we're out there telling the truth. Well, they weren't going to budge. And like I said, he never told me exactly what his salary was, but a six-figure. Well, he couldn't continue. He said, you know, I tried my best. He says, but they weren't going to budge, so I decided to strike out on my own. Well, there was a lot of offers coming in from Russia Television to other Fox stations, all well-paying jobs, but he said they had strings. They wanted to control what I wanted to say. And he did his shopping. He had his offers from what, quote-unquote, alternative media or whatever else. Well, Mr. Ben Swan is on this network now. He did his first show prior to starting. He's been on for about 2 weeks now. On a Thursday afternoon, I gave him my show. He wanted to get a little familiar with how we do things. And I remember patting him on the shoulder and closing the studio door. I said, good luck, rookie. Well, after the show was over, I popped my head back in and I said, forget the rookie thing for radio. I said, that was smooth. And the point being, here's somebody that came out of mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
That wants the freedom to speak and to do what he needs to do. And out of all the places, I told him, I said, well, Ben, I says, the bad news is you're not going to get paid for your efforts here. I said, but the good news is we're not going to charge you either. So here's Ben Swan, and putting him out on radio is going to be the introduction for AM and FM people out there in markets that don't know patriotism from a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows the basis, and he's structuring the show to practice just for that event. So, you know, it's amazing. You know, we got people like Michael Rivero. We've got you. We've got people like Clint Richardson, Corporation Nation. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we're going to continue to tweak this network to make it the absolute best that it is out there.
And well, you know, whenever anybody in the mainstream tries to tell the truth, you know, there are a few, and there have been even on a national level. Cheryl Atkinson comes to mind from CBS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were aware of this or not, but she was one of the major ones who was bringing the Fast and Furious thing and the Benghazi stuff to the forefront. I mean, she was a hard-hitting bulldog, and they said, well, Cheryl Atkinson, you know, the insiders at CBS, she ruffled a lot of feathers, well, part of which, you know, there's connections between the guy who's the news director at CBS and the actual administration. There are siblings. There's some people in the administration that are advisors at both CBS and ABC that have connections to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the control of the media in that regard because, you know, basically it's the fox guarding the chickens. But with regard of Cheryl Atkinson, she was just forced out of CBS. Her contract came into renewal, and the contract negotiations weren't going very well. And finally, the last I heard, she ended up resigning.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't get a contract. It was obvious they're going to give her the runaround, and so eventually she just gave up.
Well, and here is a person, obviously, that had some integrity that wanted to cover real news about mm-hmm. real things that mattered. And, well, there's your contract not being renewed. This has happened a lot of different places with a lot of different players. I won't go down that road, but, yeah, point well taken. And, mm-hmm. and what's happening now is that people are finding out. I don't care if it's about the Federal Reserve. I don't care if it's about on this network, we cover all the bases. There's yep. no mysteries as to how the country was formed, what the intent was. But more importantly, chronologically, I've laid out many times, and people on this network have, well, what has gone wrong with America? Well, we know the reasons why things have gone wrong. That's part of the understanding process in the future of what needs to be fixed or restored.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, what do you want to do?
Support the network.
Sorry, Nancy, I only caught part of that, dear.
Support this network,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, let me roll around to the real intent while I'm here today. We're doing a pledge drive, and how this rolled around, Darren, we're coming up at a break in about about a minute. But I'll start this so I can get out of your way so you can finish your show this afternoon. First off, let me say this. In the last 18 months in this country, 17 networks have gone dark, both big and small in radio land. USA IRN has gone dark. Talk radio.
Five seconds.
Yeah. Well, let's break. I hate being pushed by these
We'll be
things.
Back, folks. Stay with us.
Okay.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends. It only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call
800-300-1063 today. We're going to keep on going, ladies and gentlemen, as long as we can. Certainly making noise every step of the way. And as we said, this is an information warfare first and foremost. Visiting with John Stantmiller, the founder of Republic Broadcasting Network. And, John, you were saying before the break?
Yeah, my apologies to the callers that are holding. I want to get through this and then get out of your way so you can continue doing your show, of which a lot of people on this network and the radio audience out there really, really enjoy. January of this year, we know the recession hit in 2006. We mapped out what was happening with the banking crisis of 2008. And we've been operating in a continual market, an economy that continues to go down the tubes. Now, as I said, 17 networks gone down. Talk radio network was bought out by Westwood One. The problem that they had their infrastructure that was set when money was rolling. Revenues were coming in. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody now knows that advertising revenues are down. January, we had people that didn't renew. We've had people with us that have been with us for years. And then there's some that are going, you know, maybe I'll come back in a month or two. So rolling into February, and this network has always operated in the red, but we've always managed to keep the doors open and the creditors at bay, so to speak. But we've managed somehow to make it through. But this year, as I said, starting in January, we were starting to see an alarming trend. So into February, we're turning the guns to bear to fix that, and then we were hacked. It is almost as if somebody took the opportune moment to take us completely down. And I could just see somebody sitting in a dark room someplace with a computer monitor going, let's see if this will do them in. Well, it took us down. And what we had done, because we knew where this economy was going and we're very conscious of the cost of the network, we got this down to a bare minimum. The operational cost for the network is $27,599.40. Those are fixed costs that have to be paid every month. Well, we were still behind in January. Roll into February, ad revenues are slowing down. Our gold
and silver. I was just going to say.
Well, the guy that was repping that for us decided that he was going to do his own thing, and I had not received an order for anything for months and months since November of last year. The good news about that is Jeff Bennett and Robbie Noel are coming back on the network. They'll be on 6 p.m. Central Time right after my show. And Jeff and Robbie know what's going on, and they're people to be trusted. So, you know, we fixed that little problem there. But having said that, we were always behind. We were behind from last year, rolling into this year. Into February, we get hacked, whacked, and attacked. And my guy that does advertising sales, there was only one thing that we could do, and that's pull him to fix this website, get the feeds back up, do all of that. Well, when we finally got that done and turned around, we were 2 months in the hole. So that was over $50,000. And when I looked at what was due just by the bills, past due bills, we were $49,890 in the hole and threatened to be shut off, threatened to be thrown out of the building that the network is in.
Yeah, I remember there was a period of time where we actually went off satellite for a day too, right?
I don't know why that was. It wasn't because of non-payment. We've never had.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we've ever. Well, wait a minute. Maybe that was on KU. That was Pittsburgh.
I think it was KU.
Yeah, cut us off for a day just to, you know. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. We're pedaling as fast as we can. Don't worry. Yeah, but we were down for a day, but plugged back in. So the point being, on that KU. Funny you should mention that. The $27,500 that cost us, well, I just saved another $1,000. Rather than feeding that by T1, we're now using a barracks box that we just got hooked up yesterday. So that's going to save us $1,000 a month. Now I'm down to $26,500, and I plan on doing a few more other cuts. But these cuts that we had already made, we had personnel that we need to make this a fully functional network. But when the emergency hit, we turned our attention to that, turned around, boom. We're $50,000 in the hole plus. So it's emergency time. And through my show, I went on air last Wednesday, and on my own show, raised $3,600. Thursday, we were on air. We had raised another $16,000 on the 26th, $3,500. On the 27th, $16,500. And we rolled up to a total of about $20,000. Well, now we're making good headway. On the show yesterday, more people are calling in and making donations. It looks like we're creeping toward now we've $30,000 mark. But I still have $20,000 to go and a very short time to get there. By Monday, we need to collect that $49,000 in total. So what we're asking people to do, Darren, is whatever they can in as much as they can. What was breaking my heart that a lot of listeners to my show, we got a lot of retirees, and they're on Social Security fixed income. These guys, one guy called me in, called into the network on my show, and he says, you know, he said, I'm on a fixed income. I only got $40 of food money for the rest of the month, but you know what? I'm going to give you 20 of it.
Wow.
And
that's dedication.
That's heartbreaking is what it is. And literally, Wednesday, Darren, when I sat down to do this show, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I literally went live, and I'm sitting behind a microphone, and I couldn't speak. I mean, I literally could not speak. I did not know what to say. And for a talk show host of 20
That's
years.
Bad.
Yeah. So I finally said, look, we've got a situation here. Well, I put out the plea. The first donation that came in was $2,000. And I literally broke down on air. I mean, I, and then somebody, well, this is fun. The next one that came in was $1,000.
Wow.
And I damn near did lose it. I try to always maintain a professional attitude and, you know, holding stuff at bay, but I mean, I just completely lost it.
Well, it's an awkward
John,
position
to be in. Let me just cut in. Ladies and gentlemen, there are thousands of people who listen to every single show on RBN. If we can all commit to $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month out of our budget.
And you know what, Nancy?
We will commit.
Nancy, let me stop. Nancy, let me stop you right there. Those things we're asking people to do after we get over this hump, because to be honest, right now $5 or $10, yeah, it'll move us a little bit further, but not actually what we need right now. But what you're saying is what we need people to do in the future. You know, look, if you're going to Starbucks 4 or 5 times a week, you know, what did that just cost you? If you can make a pledge to the network of, say, every month, $20, $25, maybe you're a little bit better off. Maybe you can do 50. Maybe you can even do 100, whatever fits in your budget. And that's what we're asking people to do in the future, because we're fixing a few holes here about revenue into the network. So what we need to do right now is get over that hump. And I'm sorry to say that the previous shows, how many donations did you get so far today? Zero. Out of all the previous shows on this network, no contributions at all. And I don't want to unnecessarily alarm people, but I've got to pay these bills, otherwise we're going to get cut off. So I'm asking people right now, whatever they can donate. You know, some people, one guy pledged $3,000, and he says, I want to do matching funds. Well, that actually brought on another guy, and another, that netted us $9,000 right there.
Now, are there people, John, are there people right there beside yourself right now at the network taking calls?
Yeah. I'll stay
okay,
here.
Okay, let's give the number out then.
800-724-2719, and I'll be here to take the calls. The board op will also chip in to take credit card donations. Or you can go up to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donation button that's right below the slider up there by the header, top of the page. Hit donation button. That'll take you to the page with a PayPal. And there's also our address. If you don't want to do it by credit card, check, money order, money in foil, we don't care. Please donate as much as you can. If you can do 1,000, great. If you can do 500, great. If you have the ability, there's some well-heeled people that listen to this network, and we're giving them information that you almost couldn't put a price tag on. If you want to donate more than that, my God, please do, and shut me up, and I'll get back to doing business, getting this network back on track, and keep building it, because it is that important.
Yeah. 800-724-2719. Ladies and gentlemen, 800-724-2719 is the number. People are standing by, ready to take your calls. John will be taking your call as well. Did you want to hang around?
No. Actually, I've eaten up enough of your show here, and I've gotten the point across. And we just need people's help right now. And I've told people that this is the last donation drive that I want to do for this network.
All right, we've got to take a break here, John.
Okay, but I'm out of here.
IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back. Final stretch, final segment of the broadcast today. This is Government America. Do I still have John?
Yeah, I'm still here. Look, I'm trying to get through this as fast as I can. Look, just let me say this, and then I'll get out of here. No calls have come in yet. I've been on air with you for 45 minutes. No calls into the network. Folks, this is not a game. You listen to this man for a reason. Darren Weeks has been on this network for, what, 6 years now? Five, six years?
Long time.
So, look, I want him to continue. We want this network to continue to grow, to wake up people, and it is. So, again, just dial us 800-724-2719. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Make a PayPal donation, or the address is up there when you hit that donate button. It'll take you to the page. There is our address. Please send us a donation.
Darren. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just made a donation over the break, and I'm asking you, I'm challenging you, please do the same. Please help RBN.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate
it. You're very welcome.
All right, Darren, Nancy, I'm going to get out of here. Folks, please help us get over this hump so we can clear the deck so we can get on with the mission that we're supposed to be on, and that's educating people. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Hopefully we can have you on sometime when the, you know, and talk about different subjects. But, folks, this is very important. It's not easy coming on the air and asking for money. Nobody likes doing that. And I know John doesn't like doing it either. But the reality is the reality, and the bills have to be paid or we're not going to be here. So the number, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Please, please make those phones ring and do the best that you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's thousands of us listening. If we all donate a few bucks, we make a dent.
Yeah. Do whatever you can. 800-724-2719. Call and put a smile on his face. You know, help him to sleep better at night. I mean, I can't imagine the stress, the worry, the tremendous pressure of having to run this network and have this thing on your shoulders.
Absolutely.
Please help bear the burden. Do what you can. 800-724-2719. All right, I don't know if we still have callers holding. I'm assuming we do. We'll finish out the broadcast here with a few calls. Vicki in Idaho, are you still holding with us?
Yeah, hi, Darren and Nancy.
Sorry to keep you on hold so long.
Well, that's okay. I wanted to talk about that water legislation, which is probably one of the most important pieces of legislation that's come through the Congress in a long time. But to the subject you were just talking about, if people doubt that what we're doing is fighting a serious war of ideology, what they can do is research the Helsinki Final Act that was signed in 1975 by Gerald Ford. That was the beginning of the war of ideology, and all of us as civilians were drafted into this war of ideology with the Soviet Union, with the communist states of the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And the other thing they can look at is that really kicked off this war of ideology was a speech that Ronald Reagan gave in 1982 in Berlin. And if you read that speech, he says right in there, it's a competition of ideas and systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, systems of governing, systems of philosophy.
It's ironic that people practically worship the ground that Reagan walked on. And yet,
Ronald Reagan was
very much a part of it.
He was a master propagandist. He was the American equivalent of Joseph Goebbels. During World War II, that was his job, was propaganda. When he worked for GE, that was his job, was propaganda. And when he became president of the United States, his job was propaganda.
Yeah, he was an actor.
Yes, and he was. Uh-huh.
He acted pretty well while he was the president of the United States.
Right. And so anyway, those two things, if people, you know, research the Helsinki Final Act, it was an agreement that was signed between the Eastern nations, East Germany, Soviet Union, the United States, and I forget what the other country, maybe Canada. But anyway, that's a very, very important document because that was the basis for this ideological war, and it was an exchange of institutions and cultures between the Soviets and us.
Mm.
And none of us, very few of us, were aware that he did that. And so the war between the nation states was moved to the level of the civilians on the ground.
Yeah.
And everything that we're fighting right now is fighting that battle of ideas.
Yep.
Battle, you know, and systems of governing.
Well, what they're doing, you know, as you often point out, and folks, this is the kind of person that you hear on this network that you can benefit from on a regular basis, Vicki Davis. I mean, how many times have we had her on continually? Because it's very important for her. You know, I think what she has, the information that she has, is very, very valuable. And I know I've learned a lot from her research. So it's very important to keep this going so that we can keep Vicki Davis on the air. You know,
Exactly.
But, you know,
we're fighting for the hearts and minds of the American people to remind them of what America was, because what we are headed for is a system of collectivism and total control, totalitarian control.
Yeah, and it's systems-based, you know, as you so often point out.
It's technology-based, yeah.
It's technology-based, systems-based, and what people need to realize is what's going on here is the consolidation, the management. You know, it's the key word we come back to is efficiency. You know, they're making everything efficient from their standpoint. And if the people don't realize how it's being done, they're not going to realize how to resist it.
That's right. And the systems that they're implementing are systems of collectives. They are collectivist systems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Obamacare is. That's what the education system is. That's all of these systems are they are collectivizing all of us into this totalitarian system of control using computer system technology.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, and I'm not sure if there's time enough to talk about this water bill, but
yeah, go ahead.
One very important thing that Gina McCarthy said is that what they were trying to do, one of their objectives is to maintain the integrity of navigable waters. Well, mm-hmm. Now what does that mean? Maintaining the integrity of navigable waters. All water takes the path of least resistance, and that's what forms rivers. So when they're talking about this, what they are doing is extending on the backside the principle of admiralty law that we talked about before, you know, with turning our interstate corridors into essentially shipping lanes, dry shipping lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the backside of a navigable river are the streams and tributaries that flow into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they are successful in passing this legislation, then they will essentially be able to control in an international arena all of the land in the United States, because the water flows across the land. And
yeah,
it flows from you know, the headwaters into the streams that flow into the navigable rivers. So
yes,
they're doing
it's
kind
like,
of a backdoor
it's like,
thing.
Yeah, that whole admiralty law thing. And, you know, you put it like the United States is an island between two oceans. You know, we're essentially, everything is being managed, all land's being managed, like it's all water.
Yeah, because of the unbroken path. That's a very important principle, is mm-hmm. the unbroken path. And it does derive out of admiralty law. And
we're going to have to get more into this, Vicki, because I think this is important stuff. I think probably we need to have a conversation on this and maybe do subsequent broadcasts on it. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
If everybody just, you know, research the Helsinki Final Act and Reagan and his speech in Berlin in 1982.
All right.
And then we can talk about the
bye-bye, folks. God bless you.